yonzi nyen chile ki rona kari ho na ngandu tangpa ki ki maari da shugu te lhaa ri ki munguduwa te ki kien de sudu teke sen di ki niyo, sen 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 o te ki ki yori, lu ki ki yori maari kaka yin ki yori maari o te sen te laa ne ta cha ki sen ki jili manda yi manda chan sen yu nga ji ta jili manda yi manda yi nga ji ta ki yori jili manda yi chan sen ki cha ki nga ji ta ki yori a te ni yang ki ba de laa sen sen de laa Miki, Miki dan kiki kakain koko marwa, anjo yambari yana da koko marwa, kini neki ma namba su danyoji. Yugu zundabu di miki dika togari mato jika na kini dabu di na kakain koko marwa. Kala ka troa dabu di kandan du, kondan du, ngandu troa di, kala di paki tanda di yimbu, kamani kar tawana kati yoke yorwa, kala troa di kimbu du, kardan ron dabu di kiki nungu yorwa mato. Nga miki di tana kakain nungu marwa. Lili tabu juna, trombo juna, liji kipa di nungu re. Wada za kanga kipa re. Yihi tang, hipa de la, anki tang, yihi ni che. Na tanda mingi tang, mingi, mingi nage, jiki zon. Jiki niki mayi de, kono so jiki tonga de, zude mingi ki tonga de, anjo koko mari, kala ka, treda bata naga, haki de, jiki de, jiki, jiki mara, wanda apa jiki. Mingi da, anki nga yor, anki nga de, so so tunga ma tunga de, to kanga, nere nere. Miki haki chiki se tetadri Miki de langa ngate o tete ka thonge ni kibari ma to chiki lu mare ka kai mare mon ha sen sen te gare ta Miki mo chi be sen chi ri hi mo chi be sen chi ri Miki mo chi be sen tala ha sen ju ka chi ya ra ye ki mo chi be sen ju sen chi li mada mada tna pa chi ya ri
So here we talked about, you know, the meditation is to tame one's mind. So therefore, one's meditation is not to really, develop a strength or the power of one's body. This is not the purpose of one's meditations. It is to tame one's mind. That is, it's essential to understand when we talk about engaging in the Buddhist meditations, meditation according to the Dharma. So here, again, when we talk about the, the taming of one's mind, and it is the, when it comes to the mental world, we talk about the mental world, and it is not really an easy subject to understand where this mind really exists. In what manner that one mind really exists? What is the mind in mental factor? Where it really exists? And some may point it at one's head by saying the mind is, the brain is one's mind. And some may point at one's heart by saying the heart is one's mind and so on and so forth. Since the mind is an abstract entity, it is not something that is tangible, something that can be seen by one's eye consciousness, something that can be touched by one's body and so on. It is really hard for us to pinpoint how the mind is like. However, mind does exist. Not only that mind does exist, but it, in fact, there are a lot of different mental factors. According to the Buddhists, we have 51 mental factors. So we have two divisions according to the in the mind and awareness, the teachings of the mind in awareness. There are two divisions, mind and mental factor, conceptual and non-conceptual, mystic and unmystic. awareness. So those are the actual, you know, primary outlines of the number of the mind that exists within us. And so each and every mind is actually accompanied by the mental factors. And then mental factors has its, each of those mental factors has its own functions, and different aspect, and different way of comprehending its object and so on. So all of those are very, you know, different functions and things like that. And so it is not really easy for us. It is not a really easy subject that one can really have a black and white understanding of what is really meant by mind and mental factor here. It is only through one's own practice and meditations will enable one to understand how the mind is like, how one's mind functions, and so on. And so here within the mind, we talked about different levels of mind again. The gross level of mind, the subtle levels of mind, and the most subtlest level of the minds and so on. And all of those mental minds are accompanied by the mental factors. And so here, when we talk about the negative states of mind, we are not really talking about the actual primary mind, but rather those are all mental factor. But rather mind exists within us. It's a very neutral, you know, a state. The mind exists within us in a very neutral state. It is only the mental factor that colors the mind. And this is, it is when you talk about someone who is very bad attitudes, or someone who is really, you know, short-tempered, someone who is very, someone who is really not good. It is already, in other words, based on the individual's way of generating their mind or their motivations and intentions. So those are all the mental factor. And the individuals, the human beings, or the beings are actually totally, emotioned by the mental factors. And their very actions are dependent upon the mental factors. So when it goes to the very clear, you know, the most subtle states of our mind, then it is mere luminosity. It is just a mere, you know, nature of knowing. It's a mere luminosity. It's a very clear state. It is because of all those mental factors that covers the mind, actual nature of our mind. So here, in the Buddhist point of view, in the standpoint, when we talk about the consciousness, there are two primary divisions of the consciousness. One is the, you know, sense consciousness, another is the mental consciousness. So in the, within the sense consciousness, that we find the primarily five of them. Eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, and body. And then, and for the ordinary beings, like ourselves, the functions of the sense consciousness and the mental consciousness are different. For instance, when the sense consciousness, let's take an eye consciousness, when the eye consciousness look at its object, such as form. And when we think about mentally, think about the whatever the form, the particular object that is seen but through one's eye consciousness, and the way in which there's a disparity, in other words, a way in which the two minds engages with this particular object. Because through eye consciousness, when it engages with this particular object, eye consciousness sees this object nakedly, very directly. There's no any mediations involved. Whereas, again, when we think about the mental consciousness, the way the mental consciousness engages with this object, it is not that direct. There's always something that is involved in between. There's no capacity for our ordinary mind to actually engage with this particular object very directly. Rather, it goes through a generic image. So therefore, it is very important for us to understand when we talk about developing one's mind or shaping one's mind and transforming one's mind, it is very important for us to understand the aspect of our mind and the functions of our mind and what is actual purpose of having those, you know, the 51, you know, types of mental factors and so on and so forth. So it is only through understanding of the mental functions, mental factors, and their aspect, and how they are generated, and what is their purposes and so on, then one will be able to understand what is really meant by mind. Then one will be able to go forward to engage in the practice to bring about a development of one's mind or the transforming of one's mind. We take a 15 minutes break.
Then
So let's talk about the functions of the different minds or the consciousness. Something that is consciousness that is easier for us to understand. For instance, eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, and so on. So all of those has its own functions, as we all know. Eye consciousness has the functions of seeing things, or it works for the sight, and nose consciousness to smell, and ear to hear, and the tongue is to taste, and the body is to epitextual sensation and so on. Another was touch. And so if those are the gross level of consciousness that we know, so just as those gross level of consciousness has its different functions, then when you go to the subtle level of more consciousness, such as mental consciousness, different kinds of mental consciousness, has its own functions, its own aspect. And there are many different levels. If you were to go through the mental consciousness, many different levels, the surface levels, the medium level, and the deeper level, and there are many different levels. And there are some of them are manifested level, some of them are dormant manner, some of them are very active, and then semi-active, and so on and so forth. There are a lot of different mental that we can talk about. But first, it is something that is easier for us to understand the functions of the, you know, sense faculties, the five sense faculties. And all of those sense faculty has its own uncommon condition. In other words, its own uncommon cause. It's a faculty. In the Tibetan term, it is called Ongpo, which is the powering faculty. Powering faculty and the power. Yeah, powering faculty. It is a kind of power. There's a one kind of faculty that powers one's eye consciousness to see the object, and the powering faculty that empowers ear consciousness to hear the sound, and the powering consciousness of the faculty that empowers one's tongue to have a taste, empowered to have a taste, and so on. So each of all of them have a different powering faculty that empowers the particular consciousness to function. So just like saying, let's today, you know, if you have questions, then we'll take a question, then if not, then we'll stop here with this. Okay.
If each faculty has its own empowering, its own empowering faculty, then how does the mind, is the mind then dealing with each, I have to say encoding, each encoding of the information differently? I mean, are there five separate codes which the mind then has to deal with? Or is there only one code generated by all the faculties?
Quotation. The Migyandichik the Wanshali Dako Koro Tumoman Be Dajin Samulalia Tumoman Be Dajin in the Yorubas Yerji the Chick Mijigi Yu and the Penichik Sul Chuyalia and they call Mijigi Dajin almost within Miki Koro Tumoman Be almost within
Tangi.
They say the Chick Warbas. And this year, the pandemic, the issue is Javina, issue to move on with Dagen can share this. And then Michigi, the Kanda Ombunga Shepherdi is so Ta Kanda Ombunga Shepherdi, you chew the chair, Jedu, and Ishigi, Yanko, they don't be easy to care, you're of us. They don't be easy to care. They care the Onshi Rere Genetic. You did Tom Dara, you see, didn't be easy to get away,
onshe dinzo ki dhammar gar thongpe na ishiye khoron dhaka rang yu chik ki nao shekhre kandhe shekhre
si. Haan, hi ki mihiri ki yuji thong rwa, te thong ji dhiki mihiri thong charwa, thong chanji dhe ishi dhiki yechi ambu jirwa, ishi dhiki anshe dhiki towa dhiki yechi ambu dhiki to togwe, ki mihi yechi kipa dhiki, te chenpai bhi kipa imi charwa. Mihi ki towa dhe yechi kipa dhiki yechi ambu dhiki. Ani nahi ki yonchi tegare, mihi ki kipa dhiki towa dhiki, mihi kono ki kipa chiji no ye dhiki, chi chenpai bhi kipa imi yechi, yechi kipa dhiki. Te ten niwa dhiki mihi dhiki yu mato na yechi kipa dhiki ten niwa kumarwa, otele yechi ambu dhiki.
So it says we also, you know, generate a lot of different mental consciousness as we generate the sense, different sense consciousness. For instance, if one sees a form or color through one's, you know, black color or blue color or whatever, through one's eye consciousness. And at the moment that you saw the blue color, and then you would say that, oh, I saw a blue color, you know, the beautiful blue color today. And so then here, our statement of seeing this blue color, it's very much based upon how that is really seen through your eye consciousness, right? But at the same time, when you're talking with somebody else about the blue color, it is totally based on your mental consciousness. In the same way, when you hear the sound, and then how that you will talk about the sound, the kind of sound that you heard, and when you are talking about the sound is based upon how you hear, how you heard the sound through your ear consciousness. But yet at the same time, when you're actually engaging with the conversation about the sound that you have heard, and you're already having a generate image of that particular sound in your mind. So with regard to each of those different objects, that you have generated a different mental, you know, consciousness. Not just one code of mental consciousness that understand every, you know, thing that is seen by five consciousness, rather, you know, each of your, you know, faculties, the sense consciousness have perceived things and event that is then followed by the different mental consciousness with regard to all those, each of those sense consciousness.
I'm puzzled by something you said last week. You have said that sometimes you've given example that, you know, the impermanence in relationships and talked about, for instance, the persons who's your enemy now in this life might have been your parent in the past. I find that really difficult because that means that the parent who have benefited the person now is engaged in harming the person. I don't understand that. Do we not retain much memory from one life to another? Because you've also said, given example several times of the girl in India who could remember two parents, you know, the ones that she has in this life and the one that she has in the previous life. So can you clarify that? How much do we retain? Is it that, do you have to be at a certain level of development to retain much from one life to another in terms of memory, or can't recognize anybody? You can't recognize, you know, if you're a parent and you benefit and now you're harming. How do you explain that? I, I, been thinking about that.
So it is said that it is, again, in order for one to actually have a, you know, memory of one's past life and relation with someone, you know, one's own, in terms of one's relation with this individual, just like the Indian girl who has the parents, you know, the two parents in her life. So for this, you know, one should, Kishla is mentioning that he would say that this, for this, they must have a special imprint or the propensities that enables individual to actually recall the previous life and previous life's parents and so on and so forth. And it seems when one is free, it's a very, you know, beginning stage of your life, in other words, very young, like to say like 1 to 2 or 3 years, and your mind is more clear. Though you are not able to, you know, differentiate between bad and good and so on and so forth, so far as your nature of mind is concerned, it has less obstacles because you have lesser mental, conceptual elaborations. And so therefore, you're kind of more closer to your nature of your mind when you're very young. And at that during that during once, you know, at the stage, at this that particular stage of your age, like 2 or 3, and possibility of remembering your past and your relatives and so on and so forth, although not being able to identify correctly, but he or she may be able to remember, he or he may be able to, you know about that, about what their relationship to someone in their previous life, and, you know, parents and so on and so forth. As you, again, you know, grow older, as you age like 5, 6, 7, then you have more conceptual conceptions, thoughts,
all these conceptual thoughts, and those will become a very, you know, thick covering for your actual mind. So then, as you grow, then there's no memory, you know, the memory that you had, even though you may have a very vivid memory of your past life, your parents and so on. And as you grow, then this will all be vanished. It is because of this mental, you know, conceptual elaborations.
I'll ask a question. I'm not sure if I can word it clearly. Concerning minds which are manifest and minds which are not manifest, subliminal minds, do they exist at the same time? You know, our minds think serially, one thing at a time, flash from one thing to another. But there are certain minds which are not manifest all the time. And how do those work? It's sort of in relation to things like memory and so on. There's these things that are sort of sitting there non-manifest. You know, are they active at the same time that your manifest mind is active? How does that work?
The manifest
So,
with regard to one particular object, the subject of mind, with regard to one particular object phenomena, it cannot be at both, or manifested or the dormant. With regard to one particular object. However, that could be at two different mental states or the consciousness, which you go to two different objects, you know, objective phenomena. One is very manifested, active, engaging with this particular object. One is, remaining in the dormant manner. For instance, if one is engaging in meditation on emptiness, for instance, your meditation on emptiness at that particular point, for instance, wisdom, reality, emptiness, in other words, it's very active, manifested. However, your practice, I mean, your generation of love and compassion is still there, but it's not active at this moment. Talking about the ordinary meditators in a level. So, in the same way, if one is, again, Kishla is also speaking about, during our sleep time. When you are sleeping, we do have all those faculties, sense consciousness. They are not active at that moment. They are kind of in a dormant manner. They're not really, doing any kind of, works. So they're not manifested. No. So then there are a lot of mental consciousness, we describe as a unspecified mental consciousness. Neither belongs to the virtuous state, nor belongs to the non-virtuous state. That's an unspecified state of mind. That is also not manifested. It is in the dormant manner. So then again, when one is focusing on one particular object through one's consciousness, eye consciousness, for instance, you're looking at a very attractive object. And you're kind of, your eye consciousness is actually looking at that, and you can't take your eye off of that. Just totally focusing on that. This happens to us most many times, right? At that moment, there are your, again, the other consciousness, such as, the body consciousness and so on, are not very active at this moment. It's not very active. The manifested consciousness is as eye consciousness and very active. So this is how, it depends on how the consciousness is actually engaging with this particular object.
So then it's to make sure I understand, each consciousness has its own uncommon cause, and one consciousness may not be acting while another one is.
That's right. Yeah, that's what you meant. Yeah. But the consciousness will always remain, whether it is manifested or not manifested. It always remains, because it is a continuity of our life. So consciousness is always remains, actual consciousness. Again, we are going to the very subtlemost consciousness.
I wanted to ask, if the 51 mental states.
Mental factors.
If we practice cognizing each one of them and getting familiar with them, and we become more aware of them. How do they correlate with the 80 conceptual thoughts of the
three poisons or the three lights, the red and white
mm-hmm.
and black occurrences.
거의 견제되지. 난도 삼중갑중가지 여러 번. 삼중갑중가지 대다 직소소소 약호 정화지 삼중갑중가지 이게 아니 거의 제례래. 삼중갑중가지 이게 제례. 거의 유일이나 내가 상마야지 relation 소소 하고 왜나 아니 지 소소에 다 직 삼중내다 이제 하고 할이야 단일적으로 왔어. 다 네 딱고 갈라고 했으니까 나 Sinjung of Jingaji Dang Taji Yand and the Kundo Giju Yava.
Ah,
Kundo Giju. Kundo Giju, then
the
Gonga Kavshim Water.
And the Yang Hako,
then the day Kuzun Lamja Kavya. Timrim, Jede Kundo Giju Stimets or what? Motil Tawaka, your rest, Sindhu.
Yang Kamu Kundo Giju Ganin.
Also,
Kiju Hakana Gilas.
Also,
the Lipala Chenna Kron, your name. Nahim would depend on the other.
No,
Nahim open. Keep a mind, keep a dear missing the conduct of the sexual girl.
So, this again, you know, 80 conceptions. You know, it's those are again, although this 80 conceptions are 80 conceptions are said to be a you know, the gross level, but it is not a really gross level of consciousness like eye consciousness. And the conceptions are, and then in the 51 mental factors, there are conceptual mind and non-conceptual. It can be, very depends whether those are non-conceptual. But 80 indicative conceptions are said to be a conceptual. But those are, again, actually, it's not really a gross. It's a very, very subtle. Yeah, very, very, very subtle. We are talking about a very subtle, consciousness and then so on. But we are not going to, it's not really easy to, what Kisla saying, to really shed a light on it at this point. So it takes a lot of process to just explain those.
Thank you for the definition of that. The conception, non-conception, and the conception answers the question. Thank you.
So beginning on page 23.